Good morning. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, today I want to talk about, I'm still young faculty. I've been in academic position for 4 years. So I just want to talk about what I experienced in the last 4 years. Which one to go? Just Aramak? Awesome. So I teach at the University of Queensland. And last 4 years, the figure on the right-hand side shows how many students in the introduction of a soil science course, and the blue one is the intermediate soil fertility course. There is a year-by-year up and down, but not much difference and a change. So, you know, as a faculty, I don't much go outside of university, so I thought, that's going to be okay. That's what I thought. And then the government document that we're flipping through, and this figure shows soil science funding is left side, quite a big chunk is spending. And the second biggest one is education and extension. So I thought, wow, this country is cool. Actually going in the right direction. That's what I thought. And looking at, this is a Queensland branch of Soil Science Society of Australia. And this is age distribution. And it just hit my head, wait a minute. Where is the young scientist? We have the same number of students. We spend a lot of money on it. There is not many next generation going on. Every meeting, we have a lot of gray hairs. If we are lucky, I'm unlucky, I'm losing hairs. All right? But we need this next generation. So, then I had to step back and think, what's going on? Something's missing. Something's not going right. That's why this happened. And when I have a young kid, my boy, or this is not my boy, but do the exact same thing. Both hands, cover with mud, and then come home, yay! But next thing, why are you going to say next thing? Go to the bathroom. Get in the shower. Right? That's true, isn't it? Yeah. So that means from this age, really small, we are teaching them very, very important concept. Soil is dirty. Day by day. Every single day. So when they grow up, the joy of touching soil is somehow transformed into craziness. Right? That's the students coming to university. So when I ask these students first, so what is soil, guys? What do you think? They said, it's going to be agriculture field, crop, or building the road. Really? That's what I think? If I'm looking at our daily life, this is a product we use, right? I love this foundation things. Amazonian clay, looking beauty, or men's products say it's a volcanic mud to clean your face. Or if you get sick, there is antibiotics to cure your disease. They don't have link for that one. But those are all the positive message. But the day by day of negative message create those missing link. So that's the challenge we are facing when we teach in the university. That's probably part of the reason I see not many young scientists in the job in the soil science. And in Australia, there is a national curriculum. When I found out this one, I'm so excited through my boys' elementary school. And they teach soil science. And there is a booklet, Being a Soil Scientist. And I thought that was, wow, jackpot. That's what I thought. All right? And science, the human endeavor, scientific inquiry, science understanding, that's the goal for this component. And looking at inside, collecting evidence, the change from local landform, rocks, fossils. Yeah, that's easy enough. That's cool. Exploring local area and find out what kind of natural process, erosion, etc. Yeah, that's good enough. And the third one, that's start hitting my brain. Investigating the characteristics of soils. As a soil scientist, look at, wow, this is cool. But one step back, think, wait a minute. There's It's a year four, it's a grade four in here. 9, 10 years old kids have to understand physics, chemistry, biology. No. And how many teachers actually know that? That's the start hitting, wow, something disconnect is happening here. And the last two is talking about how human activities and how we can protect the environment. But third one is really hits me. It's just very difficult. And understanding, my wife is a substitute teacher, and I know how she prepared the lectures, and looking at it, and all the different subjects, very limited time. And do they really understand all the soil science knowledge? Probably not. I can ask my wife, and she doesn't. Mm-mm. So that means we have to have some sort of activities ready to go so they can have a short amount of time to understand these kind of concepts based on the good science. Simple, simple concept. This is year four I'm talking about. But they love to get their hands dirty, so hands-on experience is great. Right? And the last thing is, to me, it's important. If you learn in the classroom, stay in the classroom, it doesn't go anywhere. I want the children, whatever they learn in the classroom, to go back to their daily life. Then become more alive. So, there is one of successful example as a case study I want to introduce to you guys. Is some school actually have enough money to hire special science teachers. Not all the school. Some school has. And I just want to see, this is one of successful example. And the teacher actually can use those soil science to show this pretty much basis of science exercise. Identify a question. What kind of question you want to test? We do, same, right? In the science, we do test hypothesis. Exactly same. And predict the outcome. And then running around the project, and based on the observation, summarize and communicate. Very simple, basic concept. And in the Goodness State School, this is one of the state schools in Queensland, they developed a 10-week program. First week, they learn what is a rock. Okay, and set the experiment for next week. And the third week, they learn how to observe. Okay? Third week is just, that's it. Fourth week, next concept come in. What's the erosion? And then fifth week, this is student-centered activities. Now it's a big, they create a small group running around. They have to find by themselves what they learn in those school years. then the third one, component is, how we can prevent those erosion? Then assessment, 10 weeks program. Yes, number 10, that's where I'm come from because I'm a soil scientist. I'm outside of the school. Come in and do this kind of stuff. This how we can show, how we can, what's I say? Sorry. When I ask those 4 years old, for grade four kids, what is a scientist? Typical image, like this, right? Dress nice, wear the white coat, have a test tube, shaking something, and doing something cool. The crazy one coming out gets the hand dirty, and this is fun. That's quite different and challenging their perception. So, purpose of I'm getting there is I really want to create some bridge issues in the classroom and outside. And I want them to also looking for a future to study more about soil. And second one is, to me, very important. Challenge the idea of soil is dirty. In the actual demonstration, I put on a foundation on one cheek, other cheek I put on red soil. And I usually ask them which one is dirty. As long as I know, I didn't get any complaint yet. All right. And they demonstrate some skills they can do in the home. I usually show this soil textures, the ribbon, and make a competition between the students who is the one can make the longest ribbon by one hand. It's really fun activities. I have to have a fun, otherwise they will not like the soul science. Yeah. I learned from the mistake. One time I did put the soils into the mouth and showed how to check the clay. Some students are not happy about it. But enthusiasm, that's always, I really want to show how much I love the soil science. That's the key. Because if I don't enjoy, kids never enjoy. So the some conclusion I want to show in here, what I learned here, it's really a disconnect between the classroom at current condition and outside of the classroom. The bridge is very important. And the second one, we really don't release a positive image to the general audience. Soil is not dirty. Because always soil is dirty is a general perception. So keeping sending a positive message is very important. And probably doing this kind of activities from a young age is very important. Small age, we also do high school outreach also. But repeating, positive message. All right. So how to change the possible solutions? I really want to increase the special science teachers. If there's all the primary school, that would be great. But meanwhile, I'm sure it's going to take time. And we have special skills, right? Speciality in the soil science. We have knowledge enough to create like a toolbox approach of different activities. So this morning I see several different websites in the presentation actually make me excited. I can tell them my teachers, say, hey, this is a different site. You can get all the activities. And the resource, but teachers really, really don't have time to prepare a lot of in details. So all the activities should be addressed on a really simple concept so they can get it, teacher-friendly material. Oh, okay. This is the last one. And last one is, I really want to see between the teachers have a support network so they can share the material and share the experience. And as a faculty, I can reach probably 5 schools at maximum. So I want other faculties to also get out and have fun with all the next generation of our kids. I think that's it. Yep, thank you very much.